This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, Grosvenor Medical Center, Jazz in the Gardens, Nay's Pancake Place, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Do any of you remember that pesky conversation we were having about the World Trade Organization for years? Conversation for many years I led. A very frustrating conversation, not just for me, but for listeners, for many people who either did not understand, did not agree, did not accept what was being said about that very pesky conversation of the Bahamas joining the World Trade Organization, something that it attempted to do from 1991. 23 years, one of the longest accession processes in the history of the World Trade Organization. One of, at the time, 20 or so accessions taking place involving no CARICOM country, because every other CARICOM country had become a member of the World Trade Organization, involving no America's country, because every country in the Americas was a member of the World Trade Organization, involving no Western European country, involving no North American country, involving no South American country, because they had all been members of the World Trade Organization, but involving countries like Pakistan, Uzbekistan, some very undeveloped Eastern European countries, and one or two remote African countries that was our company that we were keeping with. 98% of world trade is conducted by members of the World Trade Organization. 98%. When the other 20 or so trying to join the WTO get in, it would be 99% of all trade in the world would be conducted by the World Trade Organization. That pesky organization, the World Trade Organization, that pesky organization that was created by countries in the world. It's not a, like you don't, a multilateral institution like the IMF, the Inter-American International Monetary Fund, like the World Bank, like the United Nations, like the Inter-American Development Bank, like these multilateral institutions cannot create themselves. You cannot just pop up in the world. Who would do that? Like the, it's like private citizen society, we want a United Nations. Private citizen society, we want an IMF. That can't happen. Countries come together and agree to create these organizations for themselves. So the World Trade Organization, created by the countries, owned by the countries, whose memberships are the countries, whose board of directors are the ministers of the country, whose governing body is ambassadors from the countries. These organizations come together by countries to protect their own interest. What kind of interest? Oh, they come together and they say, listen, can we have some rules between us that says we are not going to unfairly treat each other's products and services? That we're not going to overtax each other's products and services with tariffs? That says, you know what? I tell you what, if you feel that you are going to tax my products, then under the rules, I have the right to tax you to the extent of your taxation on me, on what that costs me. In other words, we're not going to have all out war. We're going to have a rules-based trading system with each other. Y'all remember that pesky conversation and that pesky organization? Founded on what? Cooperation. Founded on what? Rules. Founded on what? Reciprocal reciprocity. Founded on what? Respect for each other. That organization now finds itself dealing with people who have no regard for its rules anymore. Why? Because people decide, we don't care anymore. Now we are going to see what a world looks like without the cooperation of people in an organization like that. We are going to see. I hate that this experiment is happening. We are going to see. And guess what? You are not a member of the WTO. But guess what's going to happen? You are going to be affected by this war. The Bahamas will be. If you were persuasive enough, if you were powerful enough, and you made everybody in the world join that organization and follow the rules, the war wouldn't happen. But you are not a member even, so you don't even have a say. You played cute for years, 23 years you played cute and said, I don't know. And when I tell you what I told WTO? I worked very hard to try and get the Bahamas to join the WTO. I did. You all know that. So I'm not hiding anything. I worked very hard. And to do so in a way that the Bahamas was able to preserve some of the unique features of its economy to protect some of the industries it regarded as vulnerable industries. I worked very hard. When I had my final meeting with the Minister administration and recognized that they were reluctant to join the WTO. Reluctant. Notwithstanding, they gave me this work to do. I said to the WTO, and I said to them, I said, you will not have another chance for the Bahamas to join the WTO within the next 10 years. You will not. That was almost 5 years ago. Where 5 years ago, you think you can join in the next 4 years? You will not. And not only will you not join, you are going to observe a world that operates outside of the cooperation and the rules-based system of the WTO. You're going to watch it. Watch and see. And you're going to see and observe what the pain of that looks like. Watch and see. I'm not telling you I tell you so. I'm just showing you how I understand when you don't understand. I understand sometimes when you don't agree. I also understand when some of us, by the grace of God, have training and knowledge that helps us to appreciate. Is the WTO the only way to bring this about? No. But it certainly was a capable way of doing it. And for some 40 years, it helped to create a world where world trade did not have wars, did not have all this static, and where trade flourished and the global economy benefited. Now, do you not think there's a reason these prime ministers and presidents are running up and down the world talking about Trump tariffs? If it didn't matter, why they run up dropping down the world talking about Trump tariffs? Now Canada and them talking about taking the United States to the World Trade Organization. President Trump don't care about the World Trade Organization. His country is a member and therefore has obligations under it. And he seems to not care. Now other countries could say, well, I don't care. And the United States shall see, and the Bahamas shall see, and China shall see, and all countries shall see what a world looks like when you have no rules that govern trade, or when the rules are ignored, or when people play crazy and do what they want to do regardless of the rules. We will see the pain of that. And it will be most unfortunate. You know what's going to be the most unfortunate? It's going to be the most unfortunate for the countries already struggling. All the United States will feel pain. But they will feel as much pain as the people them who are not as rich and not as developed as them. You think Canada doesn't understand what's at stake? They have a dual tension in Canada and China and other places. And this is that dual tension. On the one hand, you know the pain of a world in which people raise tariffs against each other. You know the pain of a tariff war. You know that pain. And to be sure, it's not just a pain, an economic pain that creates distortionary prices for consumers and all that kind of stuff, makes it difficult for producers to sell their products abroad. That's not the only pain. The other pain is the tension it creates in the world between countries that make it more difficult for them to even cooperate on matters of military and political circumstances. There's also that pain. They know it. That's why they don't want this. Nobody wants this. They don't want to be about this business. That's why Mr. Trump was warned by his folks to slow down on this. And that's why he delayed the thing in Canada for 1 month under some pretense that they negotiated something. Nothing significant was negotiated to do this. He did it because Wall Street was reacting and you saw the stock prices go down. He was doing it because companies in the world whose fortunes are tied to that trade between the United States and Canada, the United States and China and all of that, were saying to him, Broham, slow down. That's why he did it. That's why he delayed it. Nobody wants this. But the WTO was the platform to go and discuss these things, negotiate these things, and resolve these things. And now she ain't nothing but a little petty shop sitting down in the corner waiting for people, the people who own it, you know, the people who own it to say, you know what, can we get back to the thing we created to do the very thing we are now involved with? That pesky WTO. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
With escalating global conflicts, are you ready for what's next? Join us at RF Bahamas Economic Outlook on March 12th at Bahamar, where top global and local experts will break down the key economic, political, and social trends shaping our future. Hear from Admiral Mike Rogers, former head of U.S. Cyber Command, and more. Plus, gain CPD credits, powerful insights, and high-impact networking all in one day. Don't miss out. Secure your spot now at rfbeo.com. That's rfbeo.com. RF Bahamas Economic Outlook. See you there.
I ain't marched the car. The lady who run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
You try to rest. Roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, I remember the discussions quite well. C. Allen, KC, and others fight it down. I remember the memes. I remember the videos. I remember the names I was called. I remember all the resistance. I remember it. Very well. I take it personally because I was asked by the government of the Bahamas to do a job, as was Philip Delanis, the late, who was the last chief negotiator for the Bahamas for the World Trade Organization. He had been the chief negotiator before me, and then I became it, and then he became it again. And we were both about the same business of trying to help the Bahamas accede to the WTO. That pesky WTO. So what industries were you trying to protect? Were they government ministries, industries of private persons? They were industries of private persons. We have about 12 industries the government reserves exclusively for payments on paper. They are wholesale and retail trade, real estate, transport, local transportation, restaurant business, except specialty restaurants, certain sizes, construction, except specialty construction, and these kinds of things. These were the ones which we had left off the negotiating table even. We weren't even negotiating them. So those were the ones, not government ministries. The government ministries aren't trading. They're not part of that process of trade. So there's no need to protect them. This was about the private industries where people buy and sell products sell to the rest of the world. The reality is in the international community, there is no policeman. You know how in the Bahamas, if you don't obey the laws of the Bahamas, the government sends its police force at you? If you're in the United States can send its police force in municipalities and states, and then it can send its FBI agents, its military, and that to enforce its laws. In the international community, there's no such thing. There's no world police. Well, if a country don't behave, send the world police to them. Make them behave. Lock Sweden up. Lock Canada up. Lock the United States. There's no such thing in the international community. In the raw, uncooperative, disorganized international community, might is right. Power is the great broker. That's it. Whoever has the biggest military, who has the most wealth, reigns supreme. But in a civilized international community, where people think to themselves, yes, if I'm powerful enough, if the United States wanted today to come and take over the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, there is nothing the Bahamas could do about it. Not one single thing. Not a thing. We couldn't do a single thing. We would tomorrow be a colony of the United States of America. Prime Minister Davis and them would be gone. And America would install whoever it wished. It could do that today. And the only way that could be resisted is if other powers in the world came together. Not CARICOM. CARICOM can't stop that. You'd be talking about Russia and Europe and them combining forces to come protect you. You think they can do that? No, if America wanted to take over the Caribbean, there's nothing we could do. Nothing we could do. Raw power, raw might, raw wealth. That's what can exist in a chaotic, disorganized, uncooperative international community. And that is why civil leaders in the world over history said, you know what? We don't want to be a world of wars without order, where might is right. So let's create structures. Let's create institutions. Let's create systems that govern how we behave with each other. Even when we go to war, let's have rules about how we can engage in war. How do you treat prisoners of war? What is an acceptable behavior in the midst of war, where we institute things like proportionality? So let's cooperate with each other, because outside of this, man, only the strong will survive. And us little miniature states, Iran, what do you think? I mean, I listen, man, I love this country, but I live no pretense. Right? Even in a country, if the vast majority of the citizens of a country decide that, man, forget all this police and this business, because there's more citizens than police. If they decide we ain't operating this way, no more. And they decide mass takeover things, that none of the police could do. Except kill up some people while they are being overtaken eventually. No, but we're civil. So we decide, yes, we're more than them, but this is good for all of us. This order is good for all of us. And that's what civil people decided in the international community. And we are seeing that philosophy tested today. Greatly tested. Careful. Careful, I say to you, world. Careful. Careful where they shall lead us. Because if I see you act, why should I not feel inclined to act also? Says other countries with power and might and nuclear weapons and wealth. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hello, good afternoon. How you doing?
Right here, man. What's happening?
All right. First time calling into the show.
Appreciate it.
I often listen in and I feel like I should call in and think. I don't necessarily agree with what you're saying there, brother. I mean,
that's not a problem. All you need to do is tell me what you disagree with. No problem.
Especially as it pertains to the international aspect of trade. The world has always been trading the way that it is trading. And it's always...
That is absolutely untrue. Absolutely untrue. Absolutely untrue, brother. Absolutely. No, no. That's a statement of fact. That is absolutely untrue.
And also... Let me finish my statement. And also, as it pertains to, like I say, for trade, right? You're talking about introducing the WTO into the Bahamas and all of that stuff, right? Wouldn't that also include resources, not just service?
No, it wouldn't.
Because us as citizens are benefiting from resources. So how could you say, let's sell out into the WTO without having that specific industry set up properly for behemoths? You understand?
I don't understand because honestly, my friend, honestly, you are speaking with a great degree of little knowledge about this. I have to tell you that. I could mince words and do so, but you are so off.
Let me ask you a question. Okay.
Yeah.
At the time that you were trying to introduce that into the Bahamas, did we have Freedom of Information Act?
No, you did not.
Okay, do we have one now?
No.
Okay, so how would we be able to tell?
You have an act. You have an act, but it's not operational.
Okay. Also, right. Let me ask you some more questions. Okay. Now you said that the world hasn't been trading the way that it was, right, or the way that it is today. Right? Technically, it's always been about dominance. You could go into the colonial era. You could go into the era where Britain was...
Listen to me for a minute. Let me tell you what the challenge I have is. So you expect for me to take the time out on my show to listen to you share what is absolutely unfactual information. Like, how much time should I give you to do that?
Three books, brother. What you mean?
Bro. First of all, you cannot tell me that the world has been trading the same way when the World Trade Organization itself came into being in 1990. And after 1994 created a system for trading that did not exist in the world. So how could you then tell me that the world always traded that way?
Hold on.
The world always traded in a way where countries committed themselves to obeying rules that they negotiated between themselves?
Mm-hmm.
That was always the case?
No. What I'm saying to you.
Okay,
is
so
this.
Then, so oh, no, you don't know. So how can you tell me the world has always traded that way?
Say that again.
No, you said the world has always traded the way it's trading now.
Okay.
You just
when I said that, I said that in the context of saying, well, dominant. You understand?
No, because dominance did not have the same play when the countries decided to cooperate with each other. When they had problems, they went to the World Trade Organization and had a dispute settlement mechanism.
They've been doing that from the UN was constructed. So that is untrue. And people don't want that globalist system. This is why Trump doing what he's doing right now.
Listen to me, man. No. I'm done with you. You know why? Because you are not interested in understanding or learning. You are interested in pushing misinformation on my stage, on my show. And I'm not doing that. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We go into this. We go into this. Gonna get them pancakes, waffles, omelets, ribs, breakfast sandwich. Love the taste. Try our French, don't stuff your face. Come to Nez Pancake Place. We go into Nez. Yes, we go into Nez. Woo! Gonna eat that chicken and fries, pork and rice. Juicy burgers taste so nice. Rock, con, chicken wings. Come and try all we things.
Nez Pancake Place, located behind Sunshine Laundromat on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, great show as usual. If America takes over the Caribbean, it won't make much of a difference because we think we Americans now. Go to Miami. The best person to ask for directions is a Bahamian. God bless America. God bless Walmart. boy. This text says, this text says, so what, so we didn't join the WTO because our leaders wanted to protect individuals' private businesses. That means if the WTO would have benefited the masses were denied that benefit because of our leaders wanting to protect private businesses. That is not a good thing. So I that's a fair comment. That's, but they also thought that they were protecting you, because remember now, lots of you were concerned about a number of things that were false, but you were concerned about it anyway. Just like that caller who called, he's concerned that, well, it's going to be some injurious to our natural resources. Really? Really? So almost 200 countries in the world, almost all of whom have natural resources, are in the WTO. They're some stupid people, eh? What particular thing they got protecting, quote, their natural resources? All African countries with all that gold and diamond, etc., in the World Trade Organization, you know. All them, Jamaica with all that bauxite in the World Trade Organization. We special Bahamas have all this natural resources. We got to protect from the WTO. In fact, you protect yourself by the rules of the WTO. Because if the United States of America decided today, man, listen, this little small, tiny country got all this resources, they say could give them $100,000 a year each citizen, why shouldn't I have that? I'm going to get Greenland. I won't get Canada. Huh? I'm gonna repossess the Panama Canal. Why shouldn't I go get the Bahamas with my millions of tourists, citizens going to it? The WTO, the concern of the government, the fear of the government. Christie administration was afraid. The Minnis administration was afraid. And I don't know what the position of the Davis administration is, because I don't know one way or the other where they were making any progress on it, but I don't know. But they're all concerned about you. Because you believed, many of you, that there would be involved free movement of people. That's what you believed. That if you joined the WTO, anyone who's a party to the WTO, their citizens would be able to come into your country without any hindrance. That's what you believed. Notwithstanding that, I said to you, well, if that is true, Haiti is in the WTO. The United States is in the WTO. Then how come Haitians have to sneak into the United States if they are both in the WTO? Jamaica's in the WTO, and so is the United States. Well, how come Jamaicans can't just pick up and go and live in the United States of America? Cuba is in the WTO, and so is the United States. How come they can't just go hop in there? Similarly, in all the European countries are in the WTO, and so are most of the African countries. How come the African people can't just hop up and go to live in Europe? Because it ain't true. Because it's absolute false. Oh, the Walmart will come inside here and wipe out all our businesses. Well, to that I said a couple of things. One was, that's not true. The only way Walmart comes into the Bahamas is if you say to Walmart, you can come into the Bahamas. You will have to say that. Walmart can't just say, well, I'm in the WTO now, so I just come to set up shop in the Bahamas. But why wouldn't you want Walmart in the Bahamas? Aren't you shopping at Walmart now when you go away? Why don't you save that money and shop at all these stores in the Bahamas all the time? Why don't you get money to these people in the Bahamas all the time? Save that ticket money, save that hotel money, save that car money, save that eating out at IHOP money, and just spend that money right here in the Bahamas instead of hopping on a plane and going to Walmart and Marshall's and Costco and PJ's, etc. You know what you do? And why is it that the people who you could shop from here, the people who you could shop from here, go to the same places Walmart shopping from to go buy from them abroad? Since you don't want Walmart here. Or you don't want Walmart here, you just want other people to shop for you from Walmart, like places here. Walmart don't need to be here. You know how many people are shopping online now through Amazon and them, and shopping at Walmart and all these other places, and ain't look at Bahamas yet? And no Walmart in here? But those are things, or those are among the kinds of things that you believed and you were concerned. And your governments, who you say don't listen to you, were obviously listening to you because they got scared and they backed off. And now you're not in the WTO and you don't have to be concerned about it anymore. You don't even have to call the show Rowling Me for no WTO. I was giving you a history perspective now. I'm not trying to persuade you of anything anymore. I'm done with that. Done with that. The truth of the matter is you ain't gonna join the WTO no time soon. So relax. You can relax. Election will come and you will not join the WTO. Chances are, if the government stays the same, you will not join the WTO. Chances are, if the government changes, you will not join the WTO. You will not be in the WTO anytime soon. Anytime soon. So relax, not a problem. I'm not trying to persuade you to do anything. I'm just saying, that little pesky organization, you are going to see, I hope it doesn't get worse than this, but you are going to see what a world looks like without the cooperation that that organization tries to create between its member countries. You'll see. I hope you don't see it as I don't. I hope you don't see it worse than it is right now, and the worst that as worse as they're threatening it to be. But sometimes, you have to say to the child who don't listen, carry on, man. Carry on. And when they get, you say, see, lesson learned. That's all. No problem. The people that punish most for a chaotic world, the person who texted us was talking, he must not understand what the world was like under colonialism. Why did colonialism thrive? Because the mighty believed it was their right to go into India, to go into China, I mean the Bahamas, to go into Jamaica, go into Grenada, go into all these countries in the world and just set up shop and say, you belong to me. That's where you want to go back to? That's what you believe prevails today? Prevailed prior to this moment? Absolutely not. The colonial masters gave up there right after being fought against. And then they decided to go more cooperative route to dealing with countries in the world. And trade benefited, and peace benefited, and prosperity benefited. And they ain't doing enough because lots of people still poor, still frustrated, still hurting. But it did a lot more than happened prior to the world trade order that prevailed to this point. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text is, Mr. Lang, so you're saying that if we don't sign on to the WTO, we will suffer. There are no other agreements to sign on to which will benefit us. No, I'm not saying if you don't sign on to the WTO, you will suffer. You're not signing on to the WTO. You're not. You are not benefiting from the WTO in ways that you could have benefited, but that's not suffering. That's just maybe, say, let's call it an opportunity lost. Are there other agreements? Of course, you could go try and sign an agreement between yourself and the United States if you wish. You could try and get one with yourself and Canada if you wish. You could try to get one with you, the United States, and Canada if you wish. But those are proven to be harder sales, more difficult, more demanding. They want from you more things. As an example, can I tell you? When we were negotiating the World Trade Organization, no country in the world wanted anything from you much. Like, there were like really only three countries that had any real ask of you. Three countries. The rest of the countries were, we're happy to have you. We're not demanding you do anything. Go right ahead. Three countries. You want to know who they were? The United States was one. You know, the United States wanted to know from you, when are you going to free up these sectors you have reserved for Bahamians? Hello? So now you go and negotiate an agreement with the United States. What do you think they're going to ask you? They don't have to listen to the rest of the country and the rest of the world no more. It's just me and you. What do you think they're going to ask you? So you're telling me my wholesale and retailers can't come in your country under our agreement. That's not open to us. You're telling me we can't be in the transportation business. You're telling us we can't be in the construction business. That you're negotiating with them now, bilaterally, just you and them. Good luck with that. The Brazilians wanted to know about your chicken. When were you going to reduce the tariff on chicken? Well, meaning, when were you going to reduce the government duties on chicken? Because then the Brazilian chicken, they thought they could sell more to you because it is not as expensive for you. I hope I can help you see this. The Brazilians were saying, your government makes you pay 25% more when you buy chicken in the Bahamas, when you bring it into the Bahamas. So they sell you the chicken for a dollar. Your government says, okay, for you to bring the chicken in, you got to pay me 25 cents more. They're saying to the government, why can't you reduce that? Why don't you reduce it to 10 cents? Well, what happens then? Then you, the Bahamian, no longer pay $1.25 for the chicken a pound. You pay $1.10. Who benefits from that? You, the Bahamian, does. But the government say no. I mean, that's what the Brazilians wanted from you. The Europeans having a bit of a cultural argument with the Americans wanted from you a concession on something having to do with video recordings or entertainment, something along those lines. And they did it, they were doing it because the implication of you not doing something about it was to give America an access they didn't want America to have. So they had an interest. That was it. Those were the three groups we were meeting with to have to, because you need everybody's vote. Did you realize that? You talk about democracy and sovereignty. If America voted for you to join the WTO, if Canada voted, if Germany voted, if Russia voted, if China voted, if every one of the major countries voted for you to join the WTO, and Haiti said no, you couldn't join the WTO. Haiti could say, St. Kitts could say, and all the other countries could say yes. And one of them could say no. And because you know why? Because in the WTO, nothing is agreed unless all is agreed. It is not like the United Nations, where some of the major countries have veto power. So yeah, you could go negotiate with other countries. See how that works out for you. As a matter of fact, let me tell you something. And I really believe this. I really believe that this is conceivable. You don't have to become a state of America. You don't have to become a territory of America. But you, the Bahamas, could try to become an economic union with America. What would that mean? So in an economic union, you and America would agree on cooperating on monetary policy. And why wouldn't you? Your monetary policy is already heavily adapted to fit your peg with the US dollar. And so in effect, in many ways, you are being heavily influenced by America's monetary policy today. You import its inflation. You import, essentially, in some ways, its interest rates. And so having a monetary policy coordinated with the United States of America with your peg wouldn't be a significant departure from you, for you. Your fiscal policy could be similarly coordinated, and it obviously ain't no problem. They run big deficits. You run big deficits. So that wouldn't be any major issue for you. So what would be the benefit of the economic union? No custom duty when you buy stuff from the United States, and no custom duties when they buy stuff from you. No difficulty with you going there to have medical services rendered. No difficulty with them coming to you to offer medical service, and no difficulty with you going to offer medical services. You get to be able to move freely and work in their country. They get to move and work freely in your country. Yeah. You get to, that would be the nature of the union, among other things. So you could negotiate that with them. Say to America, we want a U.S. Bahamas economic union. And if you wanted to expand it, you could go and say, we want a U.S. Bahamas Canada economic union. See how that works out. This says, since you led the WTO, would you recommend and possibly initiate a trade agreement of products only with China, given the impending inflation of prices for eggs, poultry, et cetera, caused by the tariffs imposed by the U.S.? Well, I don't even think you need an agreement with the Chinese, because you can import from China now freely. What you can do, your government can do, is to say, listen, we are going to reduce duties on Chinese products. But then you do that, and other countries like America say, oh, so it's like that. You are going to have duty-free entry for Chinese products, but not American products. But 11 plus million of my citizens are your tourists, and I'm going to let that stand? I see. Well, I tell you what, any American citizen going to the Bahamas now has to pay me $500. So now my ticket is $200, and I got to pay the government a $500 travel abroad head tax. Ooh. See, life ain't one way, sisters and brothers. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We'll listen to you.
Hey, yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, good man. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to ask you this, or get your opinion. Do you remember when Leslie Miller was in charge of trade and what industries or whatever, that we were trying to negotiate something with an oil deal, forming a company or something like that called Petro Caribbean, or something like that, where we as the Caribbean block would purchase our oil from Venezuela, right? And there would be it'd be distributed throughout the Caribbean. Can we as a CARICOM community negotiate, let's say with China, Venezuela, we get together and, you know, bring our goods into Freeport and have it distributed throughout the Caribbean and reduce prices for all of the CARICOM nations, even though we are not a part of the WTO?
Of course you can. You can try. Just remember, like, you have to remember that the consideration there would be Trinidad and Guyana now. So do they not produce oil?
Yeah, but we don't necessarily get oil from there.
But you don't necessarily get it from the place in South America where you want to try and get it now?
I don't know where. I think our oil is bought through Focal or bought through. I don't know how it's structured, but
your gasoline is supplied by Shell SA, an American company.
Right.
Focal only moves it from the ships to the stations in them. But you buy the oil, they buy the oil from those, so they don't, and then that's not just Shell, that's Esso and them, right?
Mm.
Yeah, so where they get their oil from, at the end of the day, bro, please understand, this oil coming from all over the place. I mean, like the oil community is a cartel in many ways, right?
Right.
Yeah, so
But the whole idea of that initiative was to, you know, like how we're trying to, you know, Senator Barry Griffin was.
But think about this though. Think about this. I'm a gas station, so I'm Shell. I'm Shell Bahamas. I'm Esso Bahamas. I am the independent supplier. You can tell me who to buy from.
Yeah.
You understand? How does the government then come to me and say, no, I form a company, you have to buy through this place? I can't negotiate with people my own self?
I don't know.
I'm competing with other people. I'm competing.
Ms. Lang, I don't know if the agreement was to just for the oil that they were purchasing for BPL or BC at the time, or whether it was, you know, oil
for the entire
Bahamas per se, the gas station as well.
Why would I need to form another company to negotiate to access oil from South America for BPL? Form another company. BPL is a company.
Yeah.
Why would I have to do that?
Yeah, because when you buy in bulk, the company Petro Caribbean,
but that's what I'm saying. In bulk for who though? Well, in bulk for who? Me. So now the power company in Trinidad is gonna buy oil through my company, our collective company, is an oil exporting country.
If Trinidad has oil, they don't have to. This wasn't a voluntary. That you were forced.
Do you ever, for the countries that needed
the oil, Trinidad and Guyana or other country who has oil, they didn't have to be
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever wonder why this has never happened?
When you see Leslie Miller, I want you to ask him for me. Call him and ask. Leslie Miller, if you listen, call in and tell us why it never happened. Because Focal was getting so much money and politics, like everything else.
This is why I try my very best to help you all to understand some things. You just called Focal's name. Focal is not the one supplying fuel to the Bahamas. Focal. Right. Focal is a purchaser of fuel.
Yeah, but Mr. Lang.
Mr. Langman. Either we are going to be a factual-based country, or we're not.
I don't know why the deal fell through. I believe that the government changed shortly afterward or something like that. It's the same thing with the
That's not true. From Mr. Miller introduced that, the PLP has been in power already. And if they wanted to move with that, they could have.
Yeah, but there's a whole lot of things that they, because there's so much lapse in between, when they come back in, another 5 years after.
You're telling me a PLP administration with the capacity to lower the cost of fuel is going to, more important they had to do than that when the cost of electricity is so high in Bahamas?
I don't know, but I think shortly after that, the government in Venezuela, I think it was Chavez, he was disposed or something like that. It was geopolitics involved in it as well.
Maybe Leslie Miller will call in. Maybe he'll call.
Yeah, Leslie, please call in and explain to us why that deal didn't go through, right?
All right, bro. Thank you much. Do we still have another call on the line? The other caller?
Hello?
Hi. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, I'd like to ask a question.
Sure.
Is the Bahamas able to be a self-sufficient nation?
No.
Why not?
Because practically no nation can, because if self-sufficiency means you're going to supply your own cars, you're going to supply your own fuel, you're going to supply your own clothing altogether. You're going to supply all your foods and stuff. That's highly inconceivable.
Yes, it is. Because if you want to talk about energy, we can use the ocean, we can use the solar, and guess what? We have oil in this country, all right? And to say that we can't feed ourselves, we're able to. To say we can build our own cars, we are able to. To say we can't make fabric to make clothing or thread to make clothing or the Bahamian public or the people are not smart enough to make light bulbs or plastic.
You use the word smart enough. That's not the issue. It's not a question of smart enough at all. Why are you not self-sufficient?
I just like to make a point. Mm-hmm. The Bahamian people, we are able to be self-sufficient. But we are not allowed to do that. And who's doing that? Not the Americans. Not the Europeans. Believe it or not, we are doing that to ourselves. Because we don't want to see each other grow and don't need. And when it comes to tourism, believe it or not, Bahamians aren't the ones who are making the most of tourism. The persons who own all these hotels are not Bahamians. And they are here because they want to make a profit, and they are making a profit, and they have been making a profit for many of years. Okay? Now, one thing I do not like is when I hear a person say we are not able to be self-sufficient because we are. I don't like when I hear people
you don't just by declaration get to say what can or cannot happen, though. Like, think about it, right? I will explain to you where there's resource constraints and other things that might cause that to happen. You're just declaring that. How does that work? Because you declare it to be so, it's so?
Okay. Now, let me show you something simple. Mm-hmm. Food. Mm-hmm. We import all our food. Why do we import all our food?
We don't import all our food.
We import 90% of our food. That's not okay. good. That's full of chemicals that are killing Bahamians. Why do we import most of our foods, Mr. Lang?
You should tell me.
No, I'm asking a
question. Why are you doing that?
Because
no, why are you doing
that? I'm asking you a question because one thing I've listened to you, I've noticed that you always can tell the person why. Now, I just want to ask you why we are not able to produce our own food for ourselves.
You know why? Because Bahamians are smart. You just said it. You know why Bahamians are smart? Bahamians know I'm in the tourism business, so I spend my energy and my effort making money, lots of money in the tourism sector so that people who can make tuna cheaper, who can make sardine cheaper and rice cheaper, I will go and buy from them while I work in the tourism sector. That is what we call division of labor. And that the division of labor is efficiency and effectiveness, and it makes sense. That's how the world does. America doesn't produce everything it consumes, not even close. Neither does Canada, neither does Germany, neither does the United Kingdom. They all import. Cuba, all import. Because they understand a basic concept. It's called division of labor.
Okay.
That's what they understand.
No problem People with division of labor.
That's the same reason why you do not, you don't grow your own eggs, you don't grow your own lettuce, you don't grow your own tomatoes, you don't go do your own fishing, you don't do all of that stuff. You go to the food store and you buy stuff. True or not
true? No, sir. No, sir. No, I don't. Because
you don't
I
go to the food store. You do not go to the food store.
Can I speak?
No, ma'am. Because we need to be straight. Do you go to the food store and shop? Do you go to the food store and shop?
Okay. But I'm trying to tell you something. Okay.
Why do you go to the food store, though?
I go to the food store and shop to get things that I don't have at that time. Now, can I finish my statement?
Self-sufficiency means
we are able to be, and I'm trying to make this statement, but you're not allowing me to.
At all times. That's what self-sufficiency means.
Can I just finish make my statement, or are you going to hang me up? I just like to know, because isn't this an open forum where we can speak? Because I'd like for
no, it's let me correct you on something. No. See, listen to me. I really don't, I am disinterested in whether or how you feel about how I deal with matters. Let me tell you why. This is not an open show for sharing misinformation. That's not this show. That's not this show.
They're not able to grow their own food.
Sorry?
Are Bahamians not able to grow their own food?
Well, you have to tell me, because I'm saying it's Bahamians who are importing all this food, though.
And going
in the food store and buying it.
Not all Bahamians, because you can go in your backyard and you can farm.
Okay? Yeah, but you can do that, but many Bahamians are not doing that. Why?
I did not say every Bahamian is doing it.
You said we are able to be
because if the government mm-hmm. was to say to this Bahamian, you want to raise cattle, okay, I will give you this land because the land belongs to the Bahamian people, I assume. And if they go to this Bahamian here, hey, you can over here and you can grow your fruits and your vegetables because, again, the food that are imported in this country are killing the people. Foods are grown in by the season, and I know you know that because of my grandparents, my great-grandparents, my uncles, my mother, okay? And this is what I'm trying to show you, okay? And when people...
You are not trying to show me anything. What you are telling me is not an explanation. What you are telling me is not an explanation.
It is not providing me with any information to persuade me about anything. I'm not trying to persuade you. I'm trying to show you. I'm trying to tell you, okay, that we are able to do it, but we are not allowed to do it. Do you know how much Bahamian people apply for Crown Land in order to do chicken? Because I remember when I was a little girl, most Bahamians had chicken in their yard. They grew their own eggs. In the back of my grandmother's yard, she may not be living, But in the back of the yard, you name the fruit, I could go and I can pick, and I don't need it. I need to go to the food store. That's why I can tell you I barely go to the food store. Now, the only thing I go to the food store for is when I make something, then I need to
get it.
Because I've learned.
That's the point.
I've learned. No. And I've learned to do that. Now, if we had behemoths here and they were allowed to make certain products, because believe it or not, behemoths can make anything. We are a very intelligent person, okay? And it baffles
me. Okay, ma'am, listen, I'm not going to...
Okay.
Honestly, now we're getting repetitive. I thank you. I thank you for sharing your thoughts on the matter. Okay, appreciate it. Producer, did I have another call or should we go to the break? We can take a break. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the break.
Are you ready to elevate your day with a burst of flavor? Look no further than Dunkin', your ultimate destination for everything delicious. From our freshly brewed coffee that is sure to pick you up, to our signature frozen beverages that will cool you down. And don't forget our mouth-watering sandwiches, made to order all day. Dunkin' has it all. And of course, our lineup of fresh donuts, muffins, and more. Dive into a world of yummy flavors at Dunkin' and bring joy to your day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Attention, valued customers of the Water and Sewage Corporation. We wish to inform you that our office at the Mall of Marathon will be closing on Friday, February 28th, 2025. But don't worry, we are making it easy for you to continue managing your accounts with us from the comfort of your home or on the go. We encourage you to take advantage of our convenient digital payment options. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs to make payments securely. Call us at 302-5630 to pay by phone or use your preferred financial institution to pay directly. Switching to these online options helps you save time and ensures you never miss a payment. We are here to make your experience as smooth and easy as possible. Thank you for being a valued customer. And we look forward to serving you in new ways.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This person says, sounds like a COI narrative. They are so tiresome, man. I don't know what the person's politics is. I ain't going to assume on it. This text is, Mr. Lang, kindly tell the female caller about economies of scale, which means certain countries can produce products at a cheaper rate. You just did. I listen to me. When I see people marching down a road with great persistence and not interested in the information or knowledge some people have, I'm done. I cut me off from sharing misinformation, but I can't do nothing about that, man. I mean, the notion that we can produce everything we want is just absolute nonsense. It's just absolute nonsense. I'm sorry. It is as frank as that. Absolute nonsense. We cannot produce everything we need or want. Not in type, not in numbers, etc. We cannot today. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon.
Thank you for your patience. Good man. Thank you for your patience. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. No problem. You know, Chicago, I heard you, the idea of creating an economic union with America. And I that sparked my curiosity because, you know, everything is aligned in that way. And more their policies and then far and far, their cultures really has a strong overtone in our community as far as our programming, you know what I mean, television. A lot of our policies are influenced by it. But you know, one thing what concerns me, Mr. Lang, is that I look around in our business world, and it's something what I expected from our intellectuals and our business elites. I expected a certain identity and presence that when I look around, I just don't see it, and you don't feel it, and you don't feel that sense that you have that type of identity as far as ownership. And, you know, like, I'll give you an example in the boating arena. You know, I work in maritime, right? And, for example, Pearl Island, one of the things I decided to do now is on the boat I run, I only play Bahamian music. Right.
Okay.
Bahamian vibes, and this is the island, so that's what I'm doing, right? Yeah. And then I go over to Pearl Island, and then you see Pearl Island is being a Bahamian product is being presented by a group of Germans. And when I go to the island, I can't even feel our people. And then as I look around to so much of the businesses, is like, I am not seeing our people represented in the ownership slots that would give us the capacity to form that union and then sustain our bohemianness and sustain our cultural identities and not to be over just in the next generation. Because as far as I see, Mr. Lang, if you look at the next generation, I'm talking about after people like Mr. Lang and some of our leaders in this era's past, I find it so hard to believe that the American culture programming and then the shared dominance will be able to have a stake in this chain of ours. And that's what is disheartening. You know, it's like, I don't feel our elite. I don't feel our leadership. I don't see it.
Listen to me, bro.
Face from like the American and the German counterparts, and then seeing Ali standing and say, "Hey, we're not going to do this. This is our business. We strongly stand here, and this is not for sale." I fully understand.
I thank you. I appreciate it. I rarely find a strong resonance with your saying that our identity, our culture don't bleed through our stuff enough, man. I appreciate that. Thank you much. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how you doing, man?
Hey, right here, my friend. What's up?
I know sometimes when you're talking and the people still going on, you feel like they probably disrespect him, but to be honest with you, they can't hear you. They can hear you over the radio, but they can't hear you when they're talking.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody's disrespecting. I don't think that. I honestly, so just be clear of that. I don't think that.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, what I wanted to say was, I was listening to the previous caller, the young lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she was trying to get at you, basically, right? But what she was really trying to say is, if our government, let me say government, CLP and FNM, if they was really serious about us feeding ourselves, you would put a lot of resources towards that. Even if you do it every budget cycle, say, okay, well, this budget cycle, we can put $10 million towards farming. The next budget cycle, we can put so much. Until we get to 10, 20 years where we could really sustain our own self. Rather than giving these cronies and friends and lovers these land to put buildings on, set aside certain amount of acres for people to grow cows, sheep, chicken, all these things, and pump the money directly into that. But what really happening is they kill the farming industry because it's cheaper for them to bring in the food, and we're not sure how long these food sitting on the water or wherever they're coming from. And it's unhealthy for the people. So if you really want to bring up a healthy nation after this generation, we need to start pushing hard in that direction. And the government needs to show the interest in putting it in place by giving the people land rather than saying, oh, you get a piece of land on Bibini. I live in Nassau.
But just a minute. Just a minute for me, please. Just a minute.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, good. First of all, let me help you all guys with something, right? I don't take none of this stuff personal. So,
right.
So I didn't believe for 1 minute that lady was attacking me at all. I had differences with her thoughts. Okay? And
okay.
She said,
all right,
we could produce everything we need. I do not believe that.
Some
I don't know many people who believe that.
That's true. Some things we have to bring in, right? So when it comes down
not
to healthy
things.
Food,
plenty
things,
man.
Yeah, I understand. Now,
okay, so hold on.
Go ahead.
And then to your point, if she makes the point that we can produce more of our things, cannot argue with that.
Right.
Okay, now you blaming it on the government. You blaming it on the government.
No, I'm not blaming, you know. What I'm saying is, if they are the ones who come on the radio and TV and saying that we are going in the direction where we'll be able to feed ourselves, okay? I think it's based on what they say. So if they are serious about that, rather than giving all these acres of land for whatever reason, set aside a certain amount of acreres of land just for farming.
Listen to me. Let me help you something. Don't, ain't no government giving no boogie load of land for nothing other than agriculture and stuff. Okay? Don't let nobody fool you with that. Ain't nobody No. And many Bahamians. Maybe there's some who didn't. Many Bahamians got their land for agriculture. Plenty using it for that. Some of them build apartments on it and things. But they got the land for agriculture.
And that's where, Chicago, we fall down as a people and as a government. Because if I give you land for farming, it should be strictly towards farming.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They give the people land who are really interested in farming, and they got to show. And like I said, the government could put something in their budget cycle every year to help those farmers get where they need to be.
There's something in the budget every year to support farming. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you. Let me also tell you guys something, right?
Let me finish and I guess hang up and listen.
They should help
them finance this thing, build a slaughterhouse, right? So that in the next few generations down.
But you have a slaughterhouse in Nassau.
Yeah, like I just said. But I just said you could even do a bigger one. If you want to be able to supply the hotels and all these things with the food we producing. We can need to do something and something fast, Chicago, because the pandemic.
I got you, brother. I got you. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. We're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. And then when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Langos. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm.
You feel like you've been
saying
With escalating global conflicts, are you ready for what's next? Join us at RF Bahamas Economic Outlook on March 12th at Bahama, where top global and local experts will break down the key economic, political, and social trends shaping our future. Hear from KT McFarland, former Trump National Security Advisor, and more. Plus, gain CPD credits, powerful insights, and high-impact networking all in one day. Don't miss out. Secure your spot now at rfbeo.com. That's rfbeo.com. RF Bahamas Economic Outlook. See you there.
The car?
I ain't marched the car. The lady who run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Hey, Uncle Pat, where you going?
I going by Mayor's Pancake Place.
You're not going for pancakes 7 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, that is close 8, but I ain't only getting pancake. Junior want a mango barbecue burger. Nadia want a honey garlic wings and fries. Justin want chicken and waffles. And Rami want that famous batch in rice.
Should I sell all that?
And more. In fact, Sunday gone, we had steam oxtail, crab and rice, and coleslaw with ice cream and snow cone for dessert.
I go on the Nays with you.
Well, let's go then.
I'm coming now.
Nays Pancake Place, serving breakfast all day, lunch and dinner too. Located behind Sunshine Laundromat, next to the fire station on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today. That's Nays Pancake Place. Pancake Place.
I'm coming now.
Along come a Bohemian mountain on his plate. He act like he never eat before and he didn't eat no more. He had 5 pieces of chicken, macaroni and cheese.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us for these last few minutes of the show. This text says, Shivago, tell that lady Trump is putting tariffs on Canada for steel. Why does the great America rely on Canada for steel? Division of labor. Couldn't have said it better myself. She was thinking, oh, we're not smart enough. That's the kind of language we use to try to get a nationalistic sympathy. So we say, oh, Bahamians are smart enough to do anything. We are so smart, many of us go off to university to go get educated. We have a University of Bahamas here. Why don't all of us go to the University of Bahamas? We don't, because there are different offerings, there are different things people would like to do, and they can go to the United States, they go to Canada, elsewhere, but lots of Bahamians go to University of Bahamas, right? So it's not a question of whether you're smart enough. It's your preferences, it's your specializations that could We've done better elsewhere. Lots of us go off to university. Some of our own doctors, when they've treated us, they say, okay, you go, we want you to go to the United States or Canada or Germany to go get some additional medical treatment. Why? Bahamians could do anything, though. No, we cannot. And we shouldn't do everything, because just because you can do everything doesn't mean you should do everything, because the division of labor makes it possible for you to get the most out of what you focus on while other people get the most out of what they focus on. It's just called, that's being smart. Being smart isn't trying to do everything yourself. Dumb people do that. Smart people divide up amongst themselves the labor so that they can get more done. Dumb people try to do everything themselves. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller.
Yes, good afternoon, Chavago. How are you?
Hey, man, right here. What's up?
Okay, I'm fine. Thank you. And good afternoon to the nation. Chavago, two areas I want to discuss. Farming worked in the Bahamas much better than it's working in recent times. Back in the 60s and 70s in this country, we were much closer to food self-sustainability in those days of our early development than we are in our modern advancement. So it seems to me as though we're going backwards and not forward in that regard.
Antoine, before you go on, can I tell you that that is a natural process of development? So if you look at many developed countries, they started out as farming, fishing, jurisdictions and territories. So as they advance in their developments, they go through stages. We call farming and fishing, we call those primary industries. And the extracting of minerals, those are primary. Then they go to secondary industries, which is the industrial, the making of things. Because their labor now, the cost is getting more expensive. Some of their labor go into manufacturing, etc.
And then at the final stage,
Antoine, I'm telling you what is a historical fact of life. It's not backward. It's a natural process of development.
I still would like the opportunity, Chavago, to make my point before the time runs out.
Y'all do not seem to want to get it from me.
You haven't even heard what I'm saying to you, Chavago.
I have heard what you said, though. You told me you want to make 2 points. And you know what you're going to do with me now? You're going to row with me. We are going to run out of time, and you're not going to make any more points.
Okay, can I go ahead with what I want to say, Chavago?
This is your show, man. Carry on.
Thank you very much, Chavago. It seems to me...
Don't say nothing else unfactual, though. I will interrupt you.
That's fine. That's fine with me.
Okay.
If you feel just like I feel, okay? I have my statistics, you have yours.
This isn't about statistics. This has nothing to do with statistics.
The facts are, Chavago, any sensibly developing country, any first world sensible developing or industrial nation recognizes you can't eat steel. You can't eat buildings, my brother. You can't eat money. And so they focus on ensuring that they can feed themselves and feed themselves healthy foods that won't kill their citizens or persons coming to their country. And then they focus on exporting those foods that they produce in mass to other countries. The Bahamas should be no less, no different, Chavago.
Okay.
No less and no different.
Okay. Point made. Next point.
Pardon me?
Next point. Point made. You made that clear.
And the second point that I want to make, Chavago, is that as a nation, we kill ourselves because politicians are placed in a position where they have the authority of the country at their fingertips, in particular at the cabinet level, okay? And where we are digressing, in particular as it relates to tourism in our country, we have no one to blame but ourselves, because any sensibly operating government would look for all of the ways to create all of the advantages for its citizens. And it's nothing that is impossible to be done except the mindset sitting at the table decides and predetermines. It's impossible to accomplish whatever it seeks to accomplish on behalf of its people.
I got you, Anton. I'm going to read the rest of these texts from these folks, but I got you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. This text says, I remember when the WTO debate was going on. Many of the political activists were spreading false information daily. I took a stand against that and shared the facts. I then became a target. I was a very active part of a political party at that time that opposed WTO. They got rid of me and effectively got rid of themselves, says that text. This text says, Mr. Lang, I kind of like the idea of growing my own New York strip steak. go for it. This text says, bro, you are Superman. I couldn't do this 5 days a week. This is painful. Like you say, this day show. Well, I can tell you, it is rough some days. I mean, the stubborn ignorance, the stubborn, you know what they say, strong and wrong. It is crazy. It is really crazy. If Anton sat in an economic class and told any economic student who has been paying attention, oh, you know, when you were developing your agriculture and trying, getting away from agriculture as you move along your development pride, you're moving backward, they'd look at him and go, well, are you serious? As if, and Anton's words, oh, so you decide to go into services industry, you decide to go into manufacturing. You can also produce some of your food. You ain't gonna produce all of your food, but you can produce some of your food. The Bahamas does not. The Bahamas does not produce onions. The Bahamas does not produce fish, lobster. The Bahamas does not produce crabs. The Bahamas does not produce any canned goods of its own. No water of its own. The Bahamas doesn't do any of these things. I must be living in a fantasy land when I go in my stores, when I go down to the marketplace, where I'm buying and purchasing these things from these Bahamian people. Where I live. But the truth of the matter is, you got 11 million tourists coming, and you are not producing enough for them and you. So what do? You go to the people who have economies of scale, who are producing these things, and you do that while you are making all this money. Do you know Bahamians can make the money they make in agriculture that they make in services? You cannot. It just don't make no sense. And some of you are so stubborn. You will not accept this. Don't forget your Chivago line is saying that you think I'm saying these things only because I came up with this all by myself. Man, people studying this forever and forever and forever, teaching us, helping us see it and understand it. But no, we won't listen. We won't listen. We got these pig-headed notions in our heads, born of no knowledge, no real knowledge. And we refuse to listen to people who got at least some of us, refuse to listen. The division of labor is about specializing in production while economies of scale is about cost. Absolutely. That's exactly right. At least that's what I learned in economics. You're absolutely right. Division of labor is about specializing. You specialize in tourism, financial services. People specialize in agriculture, fisheries. You're absolutely right. Economies of scale means that the people in Brazil can produce chicken abundantly cheaper than you could produce chicken here. And so that's why when you import the chicken, you pay less for the imported chicken than you pay for the chicken produced right here. That don't mean you can't produce chicken and shouldn't. That just means, though, that you're going to produce it at a scale where maybe it represents an emergency supply for people, but in terms of supplying the entire thing, that's going to be highly unlikely. So, Mr. Lang, despite the pushback, I've learned a great deal today. Great show. Thank you. Great note to end on. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. If he spares life, we'll be back with you again tomorrow. No WTO tomorrow. I ain't talking WTO no more. You ought to scare me. Have a good evening.